very good first overview about the nature of the document and some possible points of convergence that we've identified. On my side, I'd like to highlight some points regarding the document that was circulated on Monday by the ISU. First of all, I'd like to reiterate that the document does not have formal status. It is merely a first effort which aims to continue to develop towards the preparation of recommendations as required by the Working Group on Compliance and Verification. Regarding the contents of the document, as you will be able to see, there are four sections to it: measures, balance between earlier work and current developments, advances in science and technology, and other matters. Regarding the measures, there needs to be a platform for work for developing them, but there are also some general guidance ideas that are presented as to how to go about doing it. We have identified some general principles. Also, in keeping with the nature of verification, we have recognized the need in the document to identify practical requisites for compliance with the convention, which must be linked to development, to the current developments in life sciences and biotechnologies, as well as to verification measures in order to assess compliance. There is a broad range of possible verification measures that are considered on the understanding that we would need a series of measures and not a single measure. So there's no silver bullet. It recognizes that there might be some in-situ measures required and more off-site measures. Measures would be chosen without prejudice to the legal nature or final configuration that might be given to a verification mechanism to be developed at a later stage. Also, reflecting discussions that have taken place, the document makes it clear that no potential measures will be excluded a priori or approved a priori. With regard to earlier work, we have underscored the importance of the VERICS and ad hoc groups' work, but we have also drawn a clear distinction between them and this working group's mandate, which does not replace but seeks to help resume negotiations. Also, we underscored the false dichotomy on how to include these works, and therefore we encourage states to consider them when developing their own positions. Also, we have recognized the relationship with other topics addressed by the working group, such as transparency and confidence-building measures. Also, a central role is given to mapping potential verification measures under the convention and how these intersect with other data compiled by agencies and organizations with a view to ensuring that there is complementarity between them and no overlap. Regarding advances in science and technology, we recognize the need to consider technological developments in biological sciences and how these converge with other relevant technologies. In keeping with the proposal of the chair, we are considering how technology and scientific advances, as well as international cooperation, could help identify the measures we need for compliance and verification. It is also suggested to organize test and simulation measures in order to try and imitate the exercises that were held in the past in the context of the VERICS and ad hoc working groups. Finally, it is suggested that the institutional implications of each measure and each set of measures be considered, including as regards technological requirements and human and financial resources. Also, we need to identify the ability to distinguish between prohibited and permitted activities and the way in which ambiguities about compliance would be addressed. As Ambassador Ingenbosch mentioned, we will listen to your comments in order to take them into account as we further develop the document to ensure that it reflects the views of all delegations and helps to build consensus on recommendations to be made by the working group on this topic. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both. And are there any state parties wishing to respond to the paper just introduced by the friends of the chair? I see Italy.